We're on the top of Kafches Amud Beis, the second line. Alma Kasava Rava Mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavana. So based on what we saw yesterday, Rava said that after we spoke about eating matzah when one is forced, it's Yotze, so it's Mashmed, you don't have to Kavana for the mitzvah, and Rava added to that, and he said, and therefore also Atokeya Lashir, he's blowing the shofar just for the music or whatever, and not for the mitzvah. He's also yotz. So alma kasava rava, the mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavah. But now we're going to ask on that aseve from a mishnah in brachas. Hayakore b'torah v'igiyaz man hamikra im kiven libo yatsa v'im lav lo yatsa. Person was reading the parsha in the Torah v'eschan. It was Kavrasish Kriyat Shema. And came time for Kriyat Shema. So if he has Kavana, then he's Yotzi Kriyat Shema. If he doesn't have Kavana, he's not Yotzi. My love, Kivein Libo Latzit. So isn't it mean simply that he's reading the Parsha Kriyat Shema and he was Mechavin to Latzit? He says, oh, wait a second, it's time for Kriyat Shema. Hey, I might as well be Yotzi Kriyat Shema. So he had in Kavana to be Yotzi. And what does it say? If he did that, he's Yotzi, and not. So we see from here, not like Rava, we see a person has to have Kavana for the mitzvah. So hello, Likros. The Kavana is that the idea is that he had Kavana to read. That's what it means. So Gemara says, to read, Likros, Haikakari. What do you mean? He's reading. It says, Hayakore Batorah. He said he was reading. What do you mean he had Kavana to read? He was reading. So Gemara says, Bikore Lahagia, that he was reading the Torah, but to correct it for mistakes. So therefore he wasn't reading the words properly. He was just, some say the words that are chas there in Malay, he was just reading them just exactly how it's written, and not exactly how it's supposed to be pronounced, so because he wasn't reading the words properly. Because he was just reading it to correct, and then when the time came, Kriyat Shema, he said, hey, I might as well read it correctly now, that's all, but not to have Kavana for the mitzvah, and therefore, because it's not a kasha on Rava, still we don't see that you have to have Kavana for the mitzvah. Tashma, another try. Hayaver mechore basic knesses, or shaya beso samukla basic knesses. This is our Mishnah above on Kavzain, Amud Beis, that he was walking behind the shul, or he was in the house next to the shul. Vishama kol shofar, and he hears the sound of the shofar, or the call of the Megillah. Im kiven libo yatsa, vim lav lo yatsa. Same idea. If he has kavana biyotzi, pashtas, as we're going to see, ask. He's Yotze, not my love, that the kavana is im kiven libo laseis. Again, he was in the shul, or around the shul, or in the house, and he goes, here's the shofar. He goes, oh, okay, now I'm going to be Yotze. Isn't that what it means when it says im kiven libo? And where it says, lo, it's the idea that he was mechaven lishmoa. So again, like we asked before, lishmoa, vahashama. It says, vashama ko shofar. He was listening. What does it mean if he listened? He was listening. So again, the answer is no. Savur chamur ve'almahu, that he thought he wasn't even hearing a shofar; he thought he was hearing a donkey. And then he was mechave. He says, "Wait a second! No, this is a shofar. That's what it means." Even libo to lishmoa, to hear that it's a shofar. That's all, but not that he was miskaving. Let's say the mitzvah. Therefore, we don't see it's not a kashan rava. We don't see here that you have to have mitzvah to miskaving. You don't have to be Iskavin in order to be Yotzi the mitzvah. Eitzve, another attempt. Niskavin hashomea velo niskavin hamashmiya. Hamashmiya velo niskavin hashomea lo yatsa. So we're talking about the shofar. And the person that is hashomea is the one that's listening to the shofar being blown. And hamashmiya is the one blowing. So it says if the person listening had kavana, but not the person blowing, or the opposite, the one blowing and not the person that is listening, lo yatsa, achis kavin hashamea and v'mashmiya, until both. So the Gemara, so again, simply, it seems that it's clearly, again, akasha on Rava, that we see from here, you have to have kavana for the mitzvah. However, Gemara says, okay, so bishlam niskavin mashmiya, v'lo niskavin hashamea, That we can answer up, similar like we just said before, that we're talking about how can you have it that it's not misgavin the shomea. You can say not they didn't have kavanah to be yotzi the mitzvah. You can say kasavar again that chamor b'yalmahu. Same like we said before, they can answer up for Rava. Said no, it just means he wasn't misgavin. He didn't think he was hearing a shofar. He was hearing a donkey. So fine, that we can answer up like we did before. Ella, how are you going to answer up the other part? Ella niskavin hashomea v'lo niskavin mashmia. But how are you going to explain that when the one blowing didn't have kavana? Hechi mashkachazla, what are you going to say? Or how are you going to explain it that he's not miskavin? And again, nothing to do with the mitzvah, because that's to do with the mitzvah, that's Rava's, right? That would be a kasha on Rava. So the Gemara answers, la bitokei l'shir. L'chura, you have to say, again, he was just blowing l'shir, and meaning not to do the mitzvah, just to, you know, for the sounds, and not for the mitzvah, and therefore, and we see over here, it's no good, so it's a kasha on Rava. There's here nothing else to say, l'chura. Whereas doch, I know we have what to say, dilma kan menabach nabuche. So maybe he was, wasn't even blowing correctly. He was just like stam blowing sounds, which are not the length of the proper tkiyas, wasn't blowing properly at all. And that's what you're not. You'll have to see the mitzvah of shofar if you don't hear the shofar properly. Okay? So that's what it means, that if he was not miskavin, means if he was just stam blowing sounds, nothing to do with the shofar at all, and not even the proper length of tkiyas or whatever, he's not yotzi, unless he's miskavin, means unless he blows the right amount, but doesn't mean he has to have kavanah for the mitzvah, if it's not a kasha and rava. Okay, see Rashi, Zman Mikra, Zman HaMikra, it was Shel Kriyat Shema, for who haya kore b'torah b'parsha Shema, he was reading the parsha Shema at that time. Kore Lagia, we said we're talking about when he was reading to correct. So Af Kriya Ein Kan Ela Megam Game. So that's not even called Kriya. He's just like mumbling, just saying the words in order to correct it. The Kaman Maklebuche. That's what we just said now. What does that mean? Ve'eno Tokeya Kashir. He wasn't Tokeya Lashir. Tkiya Hamafarsh Mishnatena V'Perek Achron. The proper length of the Tkiya, whatever. He wasn't doing even that. Okay. Fine. Back to the Gemara. Amar li Abaye, Ela Meyata, now he has a kasha on Rava, he's asking Rava, according to this, that you want to say, Rava, that a person doesn't have kavana for the mitzvah, doesn't matter, he's still yotzi, then we have a problem, because a yashan bishmini basuka yilka, that if that's the case, it should be, according to you, Rava, that if a person sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which is the day after Sukkot, he should be over on, should get Malkus for Bal Tosif, right? Because he even though his kavanas are not to do the mitzvah, he's just stum says, oh, it's nice outside, I'll, you know, might as well sleep in the sukkah again, and he's sleeping stum in the sukkah. But if mitzvahs do not need kavanah, then even though he wasn't doing for the mitzvah, it doesn't matter. He still hasn't, you're yotzi anyways, even if you don't have kavanah. And therefore, it should be that he should be over on Bal Tosif, if he sleeps in the eighth day, but yet we know, you have to say, that that's not true. So you could sleep in the sukkah on the eighth day. So according to you, Rav, it's shver. How could you? It should be a problem of Baltosi. Samar lo, so Rav answered him, Shani omer, mitzvahs ain't over aleim ela bizmanan. Because I hold that there's the only problem of Baltosif is if it is when you are doing the mizman, it means when you're doing in osik in the actual mitzvah. You're going to see in Rashi, for example, he wears too many tzitzis, or too many parshas and fillin, or more than arba minos. When you're doing the actual mitzvah, you add to it. But if the mitzvah, you've done the mitzvah already, and then after that you do it again, or whatever, after the mitzvah, that's not a problem of Bal Tosif. And then, therefore, Lefech, he said, even if you have kavanah, you know, you can sleep in the sukkah mamish with kavanah after, even more. Even mamish, kavanah mitzvah doesn't, you're not over in Bal Tosif, because after the time. You know, once you've done it, the mitzvah already is finished, then afterwards, not a problem of Bal Tosif. That's what Rav would answer. Okay. Ela Meyata, Rashi says, the she'ein miskaven lemitzvahs, kim miskaven dami, it's like you're yotzi, like you do the mitzvah. Hayashim mishmini besukkah, shelo l'shu mitzvah, even, right, Yilka, you should be Yiloka, Sharei Mosif al Mitzvah. You add it to the Mitzvah, Over Mishum Bal Tosif. Okay, Rashi, Mitzvahs Eino Ver Alehem, but Bal Tosif Ela Bizmanam. So he answers, no, you're only problem about Tosif is during the time. Kegon, Chameshas Minim Balula, V'Chameshas Notatafos Betfilin, Chamesh Tzitzis Betalis, Aval Tosefes Yom Al Yamim, or V'Shaosh Al Shah Ein Zem Mosif. You add to the time, past the time, then that's not a problem about Tosif anymore. Okay, back to the Gemara. Meisiv Rav Shimon Bar Abba. He's going to ask Kasha on this. Minayin lekohen she'ola leduchan, shelo yomar hoyel v'nasali Torah v'rishus levareches Yisrael osif bracha achas mishali. Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, kegon Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Yosef Aleichem, Elef Pamim v'chule. Right, where do we know that says the Brisa that a Kohen that goes to Ola Leduchan to do Birkas Kohanim, and he has to say three brachas, right? Yivarechach Hashem Yishmecha Yer Yasem, and so he's not allowed to say, hey, once I have Rishus to give a bracha to Israel, might as well add another one. And for example, let's say he adds the bracha of Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Yosef Aleichem Chem Elef Pamim Bivarachasim Kasher Dibelech. Right? He wants to add that a fourth bracha. How do we know he can't do this? Hamulomar Lo Sosifu Ala Davar, which is Bal Tosif, because you're not allowed. That's called Bal Tosif. So Svahahacha Kevan De Barichle Avrele Zman Zimne Viktani De Avar. So, according to Rabbi Vakasha, why? Because Rabbi said there's no concept of Bal Tosif after the mitzvah is done, afterwards, right? Only if you're during the mitzvah. So here, he did the mitzvah, did his three brachas, finished, and now he adds another one, so that's after the time. So it should be, according to Rabbi, you can't be over on Bal Tosif. Yet, it says Beferish in his price. So you are over on Bal Tosif, even after the mitzvah, by adding the fourth bracha. Kasha and Rabbi. Where answers, no. Hakab amayeskinan v'dolosiyem. What are we talking about? That he didn't add this bracha after he finished. He stuck it in between, before he finished, in the middle. And therefore, it's not a kasha on Rav. It's Bal Tosif, because it was during the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. It's more asa that I, Vatanya, we learn in another brisa that that's not the case. It says siyim. It's talking about a case when he was siyim and he added this bracha. So more answers, siyim bracha acha. No, it's talking, you're right, but siyim doesn't mean he finished all three brachas. He finished one of the brachas, and then he added it. So still in between. He did, let's say, Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, then he added this one. So he's Messiah, the first bracha, and then he added this one, and then he said the other two. So it's all still part of the mitzvah. Moore says, no, you can't say that, because we have another brisa, Vatanya, siyim kol birchosa. It's talking about a case when he finished all the three brachas, then he added the fourth, and he's over in Bal Tosif. So here we see, not like Rava, even after the time, you can be over. So, yeah, Rava would be Docha. Shaini Hacha, it's different by Birkas Kohanim. Kevan de Ilu Misra Meleit Zibura Achrina Hadar Mevarech So Kule Yoma Zimnehu. That since by Birkas Kohanim, if he, even though he gave this gave his bracha to the Zibur, but let's say he was walking out and the minion next door, you know, they didn't have a coin, they wanted him to give a bracha, he can give another bracha, right? He's not limited to one bracha a day. And therefore, the whole day is like zimne. It's like one, all part of the same time. And again, during the time is a problem of Bal Tosif, and therefore, Rav said that's why he's over on Bal Tosif over here.
Even if he said it after the three, and the first time he's doing it, it's still called the same time.
Right, right.
So there's any time in the day.
Right.
They give the bracha to anybody.
I don't know if it's he's yotzi the birkas kohanim per se, because maybe he has to have wash his hands and everything. I don't know. Where mitzvah's over. Oh, yeah, okay, so Rashi b'shalosiyem ela hasifu be'emtza, that if he adds in the middle, v'hasiyem k'tani b'braisa. Okay, back to the Gemara. Umina teimra. So seemingly we're asking or saying, where do we see this idea, like Rava said, what we're saying now, right? That if we can like do it again, whatever, then it's considered still part of the mitzvah, and it's not a problem, and it would be a problem of Bal Tosif. That's not from the following Mishnah. There's a certain korbanos that we have to sprinkle the dam, throw the dam on the Yesod HaMizbeach just one time, like by Bechor or Maaser Behema. And there are other korbanos where you have to do it four times, like Shlami, Masham, Ola, Toda, those have to be done four times. So the Mishnah says, what happens? Hanitani b'matana achas, nisarvu b'nitanin b'matana achas, that you got mixed up two bloods, right? Blood, but both were the blood of a korban that you would only sprinkle once. Okay, like that of, let's say, a bechor with a maisa behema, for example. So what do you do? It's not a problem. You can just put it once, because they both anyways have to do one, so you can take the mixture and just do it once. You're fine. Yinasnu b'matana achas, b'matan arba, what do you do if one that has to be four times, got mixed up with another four times? For example, let's say, with one ola with another ola, or ola with asham or something like that. They're both four. Again, not such a problem. Inasnu the matanar. But again, you can just do it four times. Because anyways, both of them have to do it four times. Okay. Now the problem is the matan arba, the matan achas. Now what? What do you do if the blood that has to be sprinkled four times got mixed with that which has to be sprinkled once? Now what do you do? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yinasnu Matan Arba, says you do four. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yinasnu Matan Achas, no, you only do one. Okay, now we're going to get into the Machlokes. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, he said to Rabbi Yeshua, who said you only have to do once, how can you only do it once? Are you over Al Baltigra? You're over on Baltigra. You're lessening the mitzvah that you're supposed to do. Taking away from the mitzvah. Right, you're supposed to do it four, and you're only doing it once, because there's blood in there, it has to be done four times, and you're only doing it once. How can you do that? Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, he would answer, hu over al bal tosif. So what? So you're better, there's the four and one, you're saying just to do it, you're saying to do it four times? So the one that has to be done, the blood in there has to be only done once, you're doing it four, you're over on bal tosif. You're adding to it. Amar le, he answered him, Amar le Rabbi Eliezer, lo nemar baltosif elekashuhu be'atzmo. So he said, no, that's not a kasha, because the only time you're only over on baltosif, it was by itself. You took the blood, that was by itself, that's been only sprinkled once, you do it four times, so fine, then you're over. But since it's mixed with the other blood, so then you're not over. So, Amar le Rabbi Yeshua, okay, so I could say the same thing. Lo nemar baltigra elekashu be'atzmo. First of all, I can say the same thing, that you ask Akash on me, how can I do this blood in there for, and I'm only doing it once, is baltigra. Also, it only fits by itself, and this is mixed in with the one. The odd, and not only that, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, another taina, kishelo natata vavarta al baltigra velo asita maisa biyadecha. He says, it's worse that it's not as bad if you do this thing you're supposed to do four, you only do it once. Why? Because, okay, let's say you want to say over in Baltigra, but at least you're not doing it actively. It's Sheve Al Tase, right? I was supposed to do it four times, I only did it once. Okay, I didn't do it three more times. That's like Sheve Al Tase. I was not doing what I was supposed to do. That is not as bad as what you're saying. Kishinatata, when you're doing four, Avarta Al Baltosi Vasisa Maisa Miyadecha. Right, if you're something that has to be only done once and you're doing it four times, you're actively, you know, doing it more. You're actively being over on something. That's much worse than passively. Okay, so that's another time of why it's better just to do it once. And even if you're over on Baltigra, at least it's Sheve Al Tase. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Now, from that, the Gemara shows asks v'ha hacha kevan de yaiv le matana mi bechor avra le zimne. So what do we see? We're talking. Rabbi Yeshua said, you know, if you there's blood in here, it's only supposed to be doing once, and by doing it four, he said you're over on Baltosif. Say, wait a second, how come you're over on Baltosif? Once he did it once, okay, so then that was, he was Yotzi already, because let's say the Bechor has to be thus sprinkled once, right? So it was thrown once, and good, fine. Now, if he does more times, that's after the mitzvah already. It was done already. So according to Rava, right, that you're supposed to do anything after the mitzvah, Right? It's not a problem of Baltosif anymore. Why would Rabbi Yeshua say it's Baltosif? Ela Mishum, the Amrina and Keva, the Ilam Yisrami, Le Bucha Achrina, Hadar Mazamine, Kule Yom Zimna. So what do we see from here? That even that if you would have another if you came across another Bechor, you know, another guy brought his Bechor, the Kohen would sprinkle the dam again. He can sprinkle it again, and so what do we see? And that it's not so. It's not you can sink, so you can sprinkle it again. It's all considered the same time, and therefore the kule yom zimnehu, the all day is considered one day. Is it the same mitzvah? And therefore lechura he's not over on the he shouldn't be over on Baltosif yet. What? Right, the whole day is considered as part of the thing. Okay, so Mela also by Birkas Kohanim, right? Even though he can, since he can do it another after he made the bracha, still since it, if he can again, he had another seed, he can still make a bracha. We see it's all the same thing. And what do we see from here? It's considered Baltosif, yet still it's considered Baltosif if he does it, right? Even though he has. Okay, and as the, you know, he still can do it. Unlike what Rava said. Right, Rava says this, after thing is not a problem about Tosi. We see it's not the case. Same with this, like here, he could have sprinkled again if another Bechor came along, yet we're still saying it's a problem about Tosi. So too, you know, with the Kohanim, right? He could do another Bacha, which should be the same thing. It still should be a problem about Tosi, not like Rava said. Even though it's, you know, he can still do it again, it's still a problem about Tosi. So where it says, Mimai, Dil makasava Rabbi Yeshua, mitzvahs over aleihem, afilu shalom bizmanan. So maybe, the reason Rabbi Yeshua is holding, that you can over, you can be over a mitzvahs, afilu shalom bizmanan. We say, why? Maybe the reason why Rabbi Yeshua is saying that it's a problem, is because he held differently. He held even after the time that you can be over on Baltosif, right? Not like Rava. He says even after the time. That's the reason why you're over on here. So therefore, what are we saying over here? What's our kasha then? On Rav is the following, that Rav Shaman. Abaraba, my time a shavik masnis in mosim b'brayso. So what we're asking is, why did he wants to ask a kasha on Rava? So why is he putting aside the brisa and asking a kasha from the Mishnah? In other words, the brisa and the Mishnah seem to be the same thing, right? They're just like we have the praise of the brisa with the Birkas Kohanim. It's like after the time, okay? And still we are over on Baal Tosif. So too over here with the Mishnah, it's the same thing. It's after the mitzvah, you know, he finished the mitzvah, he could still be over on Baal Tosif. So why was he asking Dafka on the Brice, from the Brice? You can ask also, Rav Shaman should ask from the Mishnah. It's better to ask from a Mishnah than a Brice. We see the same thing from the Brice over here, that after the time, he's Yotzi, the mitzvah of the Bechor, yet we're still over on Baal Tosif. Should ask from that. So Masnitsi my time alomo. See, why what didn't he ask from that? Keva de Ilimismari Le Bukhrina by Mazamine. So you have to say that since if another Bechor would come along, you would have to sprinkle it. So Kula Yom is evening. So Brysa Nami, same thing. Keva de Misrami Bhutsibukrine Hadar Amavarah. Right? Just like exactly the same thing. Just like by the Bechor, if another, you know, Bechor would come along, he would have to do it. You have to sprinkle. It's considered the same day. So too, if another tzibur would come along, he would the Kohen would give another bracha. And therefore, Kula Yom is Imneu. So therefore, the whole day is considered one time. And the, you know, the same, the, you have to say, you say the same answer by both. So therefore, it's Kasha on Rav Shman, right, Manashah. If he holds that if you can do the mitzvah again another time, it's considered that as if it's the, you know, it's the same time, since you can do it again, so then he shouldn't ask from Rava from Birkas Kohanim. And if he doesn't hold this chiluk, then he shouldn't, then he should have asked from Rava from the Mishnah, if it's just better to ask from. So the Gemara answers or explains the kash of Rav Shaman. He was asking like this: Rav Shaman Bar Abba Hasam Losagi Delo Yahiv. So it's different because in the case of the dam of the dam of the bechor or whatever, there it's different because he cannot not do it. Okay, since he's a Kohen, he has to do the mitzvah. So therefore, he cannot not do the sprinkle the blood of the Bechor. And therefore, yet we still see it's considered a part of the, you know, mitzvah, it's part of the thing, and he's over on Baal Tosif. But Acha, over here, in the Birkas Kohanim, is different, because Ibai Lo Mavarech, that's Talui in his rush, and if he wants to, he can do it. If he doesn't have to, he says, no, I'm in a big rush, I can't, you know, do Birkas Kohanim for you, he doesn't have to do it. Okay, that's a different story. And therefore, over there, it's since he doesn't have to do it, it's we don't have that svar anymore that it's considered the same day. Okay, let's see Rashi. Hanitanit be matana achas kegon dam bechor that got mixed up with another dam bechor chaviro or dam meiser. You not knew the matana achas. You just do once svaray. Because you have both of them in there and it can count for both. That's fine. Just do it once. Matanarba, which let's say shlamim ve'asham ve'ola ve'toda. Then we saw you could do it four. It's not a problem, etc. Dilma kasava Rabbi Yeshua, and no, maybe Rabbi Yeshua held v'chule u'mitarte hanach mimasnitim mi'braita ika lo sivrava, and we can ask. Therefore, from both on Rava, from the Mishnah and the Brisa, because they're both right. So they're both the Brisa talking about Birkos Kohanim and the Mishnah are both like afterwards. And we see you're over on Baal Tosif, so they're both going to be Akash on Rava. Anan Hachi Amrin is what we're saying. Anan the Maisina and Siata Miha the time of Mishum the Ihadar Misramele that which we want to bring a Raya. From the reason that if you happen to have it come, you haven't, I can do it again, that you would do it again. Haki kamrin on Leila Rav Shama. My time is Shavak Masnisin, Mechulei, Shavak Masnisin, Hanisani Mada. Why did he put aside and ask from the Birkos Kohanim when he could have asked from the case of the Mishnah? Mishnah hi Bishkitas Kachim. Lusi mi Masnisin, Dalime, Lakshuye. It's better to ask from a Mishnah than to ask from a Brisa. Losagi de lo Yahiv. That in the case of the Bechor, he can't not do it. He hadar misramile. If he happens to, the Kohen has another korban to do, he has to do it. The kochim lo mafsi, he can't be mafsi the kochim. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Now Rava Amar. So now Rava is giving a different answer to the original question, Abai's original question. Right, and that is that if you sleep on Shmini on Shmini Atzeres in the Sukkah, you should, according to Rav, you should be over on Baal Tosif because he's Mitzvah Zeinu Tzrichas Kavana, and therefore automatically you're over. So Rav Amar, no, it's different. Let's say Slo Bai Kavana, Lavor Bai Kavana, that to be Yotzi, then Enachanami. When you're doing a mitzvah, then you don't have to have Kavana. So let's say it's automatic. But to be over there, you do need kavanah. And since we're talking about being over on Baal Tosif, so that you can't be over without having kavanah, right? To be yotzi, something could be without. They explain that there's a pashat asfar to that because a person wants to do mitzvahs deep down, right? You want to do what's right. So therefore, if you're doing what's right, even though you don't have kavanah, it's fine. You can be yotzi. But a person doesn't want to do averas naturally, okay? And therefore, if he sleeps on the sukkah, we don't say, oh. He wants to do an Avera, as Keeley wanted to, and therefore he's over. The person doesn't want to. And therefore, you're not automatically over an Avera. And then, therefore, you need Kavana Dafka to be over on the Avera. Ay, v'ha matandami l'Rabbi Yeshua de lavor, v'lo bai Kavana. Ay, what about back to the Mishnah with the Bechor? Over there, what happened? He sprinkled once, and then he's sprinkling him again. But he's not sprinkling again because he wants to be over on Baal Tosif. He wants to sprinkle more. He's a sprinkling because he's supposed to cover the other korban, which is four. So there, he's not wanting to do wanting to be over. And yet, we still see says Rabbi Yeshua that you're over. Velo v'had matan the Rabbi Yeshua de lavor velo by kavana, and you don't need kavana over there, and still you're over. El Amaravi clarifies it more, and then we have to say the following: let's say lo by kavana again. That we're sticking with that to be yotzi, you don't need kavana when you're doing the mitzvah. But lavor, then it depends. Then bizmano lo by kavana. If it's during the time, so then you don't need kavana. But shelo bizmano by kavana. But if it's not in the time, then you have to. Okay, so we have the chiluk when it comes to being over, that if it's during the time that you're doing it, then you would need kavana. Okay, to be the other way around. And during the time, you don't need kavana because it's during the time you're doing the mitzvah, so then you don't have to have kavana. You're still over. But if it's after the time, then you would need kavana. And therefore, when you're sleeping in the sukkah after the time, right? At Shemini, says after the mitzvah, Mimele, you would need to have kavana. And since you're not having kavana, therefore it's not a problem of Bal Tosif. And by the Bechor, okay, the reason why you are over, okay, would be why, because there it is during the time. And since it is during the time, you're doing the if another Bechor came, whatever, it's all considered the time. And therefore you are over even if you don't have kavana, because that's during the time. And that's the